Sitting meditation is something that can be very enjoyable. So we should learn how to enjoy our sitting. And the pleasure of sitting. We have to find out what is the pleasure of sitting. Every time we feel we are restless, we are not calm, we don't know what to do, that's when we need to sit down. And if we know how to sit, a few minutes later, we feel much better. Always like that. We should learn how to sit and to enjoy sitting. Sitting is to feel that you are alive, that you don't have anything to do, you just enjoy sitting. The day when Nelson Mandela came to France for a visit, he met President Mitterrand, and the press here asked him what he would like to do the most. And he said, sit down and do nothing. He said that since the time he was released from prison, he was so busy as a president. He did not have the time to sit and enjoy sitting. Well, if we are given time to sit, to do nothing, we should know how to sit, how to do nothing. Because sitting is a pleasure. It can be nourishing, healing. So with a cushion, without a cushion, in a chair, we should learn how to enjoy sitting. Maybe 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 45 minutes, and so on. And every time we feel that we are not very peaceful, we have some suffering, we are restless, we don't know what exactly to do, sitting is the best thing to do. And you sit down, and immediately you follow your in-breath and out-breath. You enjoy breathing in, you enjoy breathing out. You breathe in a way that can give you pleasure. You breathe out in such a way that can give you pleasure. You breathe in a way that you are aware that your body is there. You breathe out in such a way that you can release the tension in your body. And if you are in touch with your body, you can be in touch with the wonders of life around you. So there is an exercise given by the Buddha, breathing in, I am aware of my body. That is connecting mind to body. Sometimes we work with our computer, we are completely lost in the work, and we do not remember that we have a body. The monastics in Plumlish and also the lay practitioners used to program a bell mindfulness in their computer. And every quarter of an hour, the bell is invited in the computer, and they have a chance to stop and to go back to their body and to enjoy the fact that they have a body. And breathing in and out 3 times are enough to release the tension in the body, to smile, and then they will continue the work. And you might like to do the same. You can download the Bell of Mindfulness from Plum Village website. And when you are not restless, when you are okay, sitting gives you pleasure. Sitting is very nourishing and healing. So we should enjoy sitting. We just enjoy, sit there, allow our body to relax, and enjoy breathing in and breathing out. And during that time, there is no thinking whatsoever. Because we enjoy breathing in, breathing out. We enjoy releasing the tension. We enjoy our body. And that is why you don't need to think. If your mind is focused on your in-breath and out-breath, you can release the past, the future, your projects. You are free. Breathing in, I am aware of my in-breath. So your in-breath becomes the object, the only object of your mind. And when your in-breath is the only object of your mind, you release everything else. You become a free person. Freedom is possible with your in-breath. And freedom can be obtained in 2-3 seconds. You release all the sorrow and regret about the past. You release all the uncertainty and fear about future. You enjoy breathing in. You are a free person. Is it possible to measure the degree of freedom of someone who is breathing in mindfulness? Without that freedom, there is no real happiness possible. So practice mindfulness is to get freedom, free from the past, from the future, from your projects, from your worries, and enjoy the fact that you are alive. Breathing in mindfully, you always bring your mind home to your body. And when body and mind are together, you are there in the here and the now. You are truly alive. The first exercise on mindful breathing that the Buddha proposed is breathing in. I know this is my in-breath. You recognize your in-breath as an in-breath. While breathing in, you know that you are breathing in, and you can enjoy breathing in. A good practitioner always enjoys her in-breath, and she doesn't have to suffer breathing in. And she also enjoys her out-breath, and she can smile while breathing out. So joy and happiness is possible with your in-breath and your out-breath. The exercise is very simple, but the effect is great because you become a free person. You touch the miracle of being alive. Because someone who is already dead does not breathe in and out anymore. So the simple of breathing in and breathing out in mindfulness help you to be free and to touch the most wonderful miracle, the miracle of being alive, still being alive. And we don't need to make any effort. You breathe in and out mindfully and naturally, and you enjoy. Breathing in and out can be nourishing, healing, make you free. And the second exercise of mindful breathing is to follow your in-breath all the way through. Suppose your in-breath lasts 4 seconds. It begins here and in here. You breathe in, and during the time of breathing in, your mind is focused entirely on your in-breath. There is no interruption at all. So you enjoy more your in-breath, and concentration is deeper during the time you breathe in. So the first exercise is to be with your in-breath and your out-breath. You are with your in-breath. You are not with anything else. The in-breath is the only object of your mind. And there is mindfulness and there is a concentration generated by the act of breathing in. And that alone makes you free from the past, from the future, from your worries. And that makes you enjoy the miracle of being alive. And the second exercise is to follow your in-breath and out-breath all the way through. You enjoy more when your mindfulness and your concentration is deeper. Mindfulness and concentration is a source of happiness. And by breathing in and out mindfully, by following your in-breath and out-breath without interruption, you generate the energy of mindfulness and concentration. And the third exercise of mindful breathing is to be with your body. Breathing in, I'm aware of my body. You bring your mind back to your body and you remember that you have a body. Your body is a wonder. And your body contains the whole cosmos in it. Your body has Mother Earth in it, Father Sun in it, the stars in it. And if you can get in touch truly with your body, you get in touch with the whole cosmos. The whole cosmos have come together in order to help your body to manifest as a wonder. That is why to get in touch with your body is to get in touch with life and the whole cosmos. And that can be very pleasant. And when you practice the fourth exercise of mindful breathing, you help your body to release the tension. Breathing in, I allowed my body to release all the tension, calming the body. This is the first four exercises on mindful breathing that we should try to master, because they can bring a lot of happiness. And we can practice these four exercises sitting, lying down, walking, driving, cooking, taking a shower. It can bring happiness and peace. Suppose you sit on the bus from the New Hamlet to the Lower Hamlet. You have 20 minutes and you can enjoy breathing in, breathing out, breathing, and you can get in touch with your body. You can get in touch with the landscape outside. And during that time, you just enjoy. You allow yourself to be in touch with the feelings, and you can stop your thinking. Learning to stop the thinking is very, very important. When you think, you might get lost in your thinking. Our thinking can be sometimes productive, but most of the time our thinking is not productive. It takes us away. You usually get lost in your thinking. I think, therefore, I am not there. I breathe, I am there. So what you do in the sitting is to enjoy the sitting. And if we know how to practice these four exercises, and then the sitting become very pleasant. And every minute of sitting can be nourishing and healing. In our modern time, sitting there is a luxury. But as practitioners, we can enjoy sitting in the morning, in the evening, and even when we sit on the bus, we can also enjoy sitting and breathing. And when we master the four exercises of mindful breathing, we enjoy more our practice of sitting. To sit is to feel alive, to enjoy the fact that we are alive. When we sit like that, we can release all the tension. We can feel the joy of being alive, and we can get in touch with our body. And then we can also get in touch with all the wonders of life around us.